beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. A lot of the state is waking up after a nice little drenching and a little bit of wind blowing through last night. Nice little monsoon storm. Those are the ones we're always looking for. Nominal damage and maximum moisture. It was a great little evening last night. We're broadcasting live from the University of Phoenix Stadium, the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. Hope you'll get over here and join us for the day. Before we go, let me ask you to, when you get here to the stadium, look up one of my good friends, Think Green Irrigation. We're talking landscape and irrigation right now. Listen, if your irrigation system needs a little tune-up from the heat, you've got the new humidity, you've got the new rain, you need somebody to get in there and adjust it, make sure you've got the timers all set correctly, maybe install a new smart irrigation timer for maximum efficiency, install water-saving drip systems, separate your trees from your shrubs and all those other plants with differing watering needs. You want somebody to help you out with all that? Find them at rosieonthehouse.com. It's Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. ThinkGreenAZ.com. Here this morning live with Mr. Jonathan Manning from Elgin Tree Farm. Appreciate you joining us. Romy, we've got Bill in Tucson. Should we welcome Bill to the conversation?
As we do, we were talking earlier just about how complicated those timers are. And Bill Jenkins from Think Greens, I was like, man, they're not that hard. I'm like, if they're not that hard, you shouldn't need an 80-page manual to use them. Yeah. And even when I pull it out and pull it, I've had to call him a few times, and he's walked me right through them. So he's got them. He's got it programmed. I think he programmed them personally. Yeah. He's that in tune with it. Bill, how can we help you this morning, sir?
Well, I'm sad to say I've got a couple of really nice palm trees that are dying on them. And I'm wondering if there's any sort of last-ditch effort I can make to save them.
What type of palms?
Well, I really don't know. I've been told they're a royal palm. I don't even know what that means. But if I can describe it, maybe you'll know what it is.
Tall, skinny?
It's a fairly fat palm. It's between 2.5 and 3 feet at its base diameter. And it has long fronds that are maybe 8 feet long. And down near the base of the fronds, what would turn out to be leaves are needles that could be 8 inches long, and they'd kill you if you ever fell into them.
Ah, okay. It's probably some kind of date palm, canary date palm, maybe.
It does produce very small dates.
Yeah, okay. And what's happening to it? The older leaves are turning yellow or brown? Or?
There's two of them, and they're both doing the same thing.
And what's that?
Since we've had really cold winters, the last three winters, we've had problems. I've had these trees for almost 25 years. When we bought the house, they'd been planted within a few years before we bought the house.
And Bill, when you say they're browning, are both of them browning, or are you saying there's two fronds on each?
No. They're right at this point, all they have left of green fronds are almost sticking straight up.
In the very middle of the palm, is it okay? That's the only thing that really matters. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll recover from any kind of frost damage last year.
Well, it's been three in a row, and it just seems to be getting worse and worse.
Yeah, all palms only have one place to grow back from, and that's that center leaf that comes out of the very middle of the palm, and that's where you know the health of the palm today is what's happening in that very center of the palm. So if those new leaves are coming out green, it's just a matter of one after another. They come out, and the head regrows, and you cut off all those old ones that froze. If the middle of the palm is not coming out or slides out rotten, then you're in trouble. The thing's dead. So
you were talking about earlier trimming to not sunburn. I would think palm trees aren't really sensitive to sunburn from the tropical regions they come from. Or should he leave some of that growth on there?
Any leaf that's green, even if it's half green, is helping to put sugars back into that palm and help it recuperate faster. If it's completely brown or dead, cutting it off doesn't hurt nothing.
Okay. So. Bill, good luck with getting your palms back healthy. And
he could certainly take a picture of it to one of our friends down in Tucson, right? Savano or
Rito,
or, you know, just take a picture of it, Bill, and get into one of our local independent nurseries down there in the Pima County area, Tucson greater metropolitan area, and see if they can't diagnose it by photograph. But it sounds like to us you're probably in pretty good shape. That opens the line for you. Our number is 1-888-767-4348. Again, broadcasting live from the University of Phoenix Stadium, Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. We're going to bring George, who's calling from Phoenix, into the conversation and see if we can't help him with the dilemma he's trying to fight this particular weekend. Good morning, George.
Oh, I ain't fighting it, but I have to turn this. I planted a cat's claw this spring. And I have to keep trimming it back because it it's just amazingly growing. It's, you know, it was only a little cat's claw. Now it covers 12 feet of wall in just one, like 4 months. I planted it in leaves. You know, I dug a hole in the leaves, in the hole, then put the plant in. Now I just have to keep trimming it. Is that okay? What, or is that good or is that bad?
Sounds good to me, unless it's getting in the way. If one easy way to restrict its growth would be backing off the water. And remember, when you do water, it's the same amount. The thing you would do is separate the waterings by more time, more days. You know, so if you're watering every other day now, maybe make it every, gradually change it to every 3 or 4 days, and then even more. You know, so the less often you give it water, it'll grow a little slower. Might keep you from having to do so much work, but. It definitely seems healthy.
Sounds like a robust cat's claw. Yeah. And you can't hurt cat claw by trimming at the outside edges. You can shape it and form it and trim it.
You can cut any which way you want. And as far as the water goes, I wouldn't worry that you're going to get to a point where all of a sudden it dies from not enough water. You know, it's a gradual process. If you're backing that off little by little, you'll just notice it grows a little bit slower. So.
If he ever decides he wants something that doesn't grow as fast, he'll find out just how hardy a cat's claw is. He'll take that out. He'll put something else in that cat claw root. There'll be one little tiny root 10 inches in the ground that'll come and consume it.
Yeah.
Those are hardy plants. We'll be back after Bottom of the Hour News.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.